Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I could have let the music play a little bit longer, but I've got a lot of things to talk about today, so I just kind of jump into it. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about your purpose, your life purpose. I'm going to do a little bit more of that today. We'll talk about that. I guess I call it part two. We'll talk to some dead people. Now, how do you bridge those two things together? Talking about life purpose, well, life purpose changes, doesn't it? I mean, you have a central theme in your life, and I see I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a second. You've been holding a while, so I will be with you very soon, okay? Central theme. But that theme is different at 20 as it is at 60 or 80. You still have purpose. You still have a general theme of your purpose, but it'll change somewhat as you go through the stages of life. I don't call it aging. I call it the cycle or the changes that you go through. You know, in the universe, the non-physical world, there is no such thing as time, but there's change. And so I like to refer to it as change and not necessarily aging, because you can retard aging or speed up aging. You know that. There are people that are 70 that look 50, and there are people who are 50 that look 70. So what's that got to do with purpose, right? Yeah, well, it has a lot. I guess everything really ties into your life purpose, if you're living your life purpose or not. If you're living your life purpose, you feel younger, you do things, you're more excited, things happen to you, you manifest things. If you're not living your purpose, life just goes, ugh. Okay, let me take a call. We'll get into that. I have a really beautiful Abraham quote, which is related to that purpose. And I'll give you my thoughts on it. Once I started thinking about life purpose, I got to thinking about my life purpose. Why am I here right now? What am I supposed to be doing right now? So we'll talk about that. Like right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi.
My name is Maribel.
Maribel. So what's your life purpose right now? Today. Not
my
next
life.
Week. Hold not on. Next month. Not 2 years from now, but right now. What's your life purpose?
Well, right now I'm working towards my dream right now for to go into medical school.
Oh, okay,
so
very good.
That's,
so your purpose,
that's
life
like
purpose
my,
is, so you would say that your life purpose is to be a healer?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we'll just break it down to the, because you can do healing in a lot of different ways, and you could even be healing now in some ways, right?
Yeah, correct.
Your thought process. So what causes you to call in today?
Well, basically,
yeah,
I'm having some thoughts like about reconsidering applying to medical school this year, only because I feel that, like, you know, regarding my MCAT score, because that's the test, like, to in order to enter in, like, enter the exam for that, in terms of my MCAT score, in terms of, like, what would make me qualified? I don't feel that that would get me into my dream medical school.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, like, am I making the right decision in delaying my application? Or is this just one of the old patterns in my life that I've been trying to, like, stop?
Well, let me ask you a question. Here's what I get. And I hear I talk to dead people and your family members who have passed, and it's a woman. And it's on your father's side, and it goes back a ways, okay? She's basically
okay.
Trying to ask you something. I think what she's trying to say is, she's trying to say, what are you going to do with the time off? If you're not doing it now, what are you going to do with it?
Well, basically, I would gain more experience. I mean, I wouldn't be wasteful with it. I would definitely gain more volunteer experience, in the actual healthcare field, like going into medical assistance. And just gaining that experience with it. I'm also, like, I would also be working on the side with other, like, health, like, nonprofits who help kids transfer into college. So, like, that's, I would do various things. Like, I have various plans for backup.
Well,
but I'm just wondering. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, the answer is yes, you should delay it. But what I get from this energy of whoever this is, this great-grandmother kind of thing, is don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a commitment for 1 year, outline what you're going to do during – this is not me. This is what I'm getting, okay? This is what I'm hearing
mm-hmm.
for you. Don't waste your time. Outline what you're going to accomplish during the year. Set specific goals for like 1 month goals, 6 week goals, whatever it is, whatever you're comfortable with to accomplish things in that 1 year. Okay?
Okay.
So that you're in a sense, you're going to school, but you're doing your own schooling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a goal ultimate to be at a certain place in a year, right? So you can apply, correct?
Correct.
So you need to go through the stages of getting there and setting goals along the way, right?
I think that's my biggest issue.
Well, then do it.
Okay.
But your problem is, and this is what I read off of you, is you try to – it all seems too much. Okay?
Basically.
Yeah, it's like the big nut that you can't crack and you can't open. And it's like, oh, my God, how am I going to get this? This is huge. How am I going to ever get there? Well, forget about it. Maybe I'll do something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do in this case is you don't look at it. You look at it as I said, break it down into really small, you know, it's like the picture I see is you got a steak in front of you, right? You don't
mm-hmm.
shove the whole steak in your mouth at once, right?
Yeah.
Normally, you know, I'm sure there are people that do that, but normally what you do is, as the picture I see, is you cut the steak into little pieces, manageable little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to cut your goals, your what you want to achieve in the next year, down into little pieces.
Okay.
Tony Robbins calls it chunking it down into small pieces, so edible small pieces that you can, and that will help you forget about the big nut. Just break it down. Forget about the whole steak, and break the steak down into little pieces. Like
okay.
Or the other picture they show me is a burrito. You don't shove a whole burrito down your mouth. You break the burrito up. You take it one bite at a time, right?
Exactly.
Normally.
You don't want to choke.
You don't want to choke, and you choke on things because then you quit.
Yeah, it's a cycle, and I've been trying to stop it. And
so
the key
here is how to stop it is don't look at the big picture, look at the little pictures. Break it down. Just use the illustration. Oh God, it's a big steak. I can't eat this whole burrito. I'm just going to cut this in little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to
yeah.
make it easy. Make it easy on yourself. Don't make it hard on yourself.
Okay.
Don't over-challenge yourself.
Okay.
You over-challenge yourself.
Like,
you over-challenge yourself, don't you?
Yeah, because I like overcoming obstacles. Like that's what makes
me happy. But dear. Wait a minute now. That's good. You want to take a challenge on, and you want to overcome the challenge, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's like building a house. Okay. The challenge is I want to build a new house. I want to build this beautiful house. Well, you got to like start with the foundation first, right? You don't just
Correct.
Instantly put the house up. Poof! It's there. It's there, right?
Yeah.
So the challenge,
the
challenge is, okay, I'm going to start with the foundation. I'm going to lay the foundation. I'm going to do the plumbing, and I'm going to do the framing. I used to be in construction a long time ago, but you can pick whatever illustration you like, okay?
Uh-huh. No, the house works fine. I like it.
You know, you got to do the foundation. You got to do the plumbing. You got to do the framing. You got to do the walls. You do the roof. Then you do the interior. You know, so it's like whatever project, yeah, you take on the challenge, but break the challenge down into measurable little pieces that you can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And write it out. I hear for you to write it out.
Yes, that's me.
Write it out. Don't just think, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And then they got this big challenge. Write your challenge down. Make the heading whatever the challenge is. Right, preparing for medical school. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then break it down into little pieces, little time frames. It's called time management at some level.
That is one of the things I really struggled with again.
We're spending a lot of time in this, but this is a whole thing that you might want to study is time management. Because time management is breaking things down into little components and prioritizing.
Okay.
Prioritizing. Make everything A, B's, and C's. A's I have to do today, right? If I don't pay the electricity, mm-hmm. it's cut off today. That's an A, right?
Mm-hmm.
B is I need to go shopping and get something new to wear. You don't have to do that today.
True.
And sometimes B's become A's, like, well, I'm going to this thing tonight, I better go today to get it, right?
Yeah.
So break everything down into, like A, B's, and C's for time management. I have to do this today. I have to eat. That's an A. You can start managing your life by just prioritizing things in that kind of A, B's, and C's. C's are things, if you get to them, you get to them fine, Finding a new boyfriend's a C, whatever, right?
Whatever.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'll wait for the universe to bring me something, somebody, right?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so, I'm trying to spend a lot of time on this, but it's really, reaching your goals, and this is the thing I'm going to do online class has a little bit to do with this, but it's reaching, living your purpose in life it's a process of getting there. It's not done overnight. Can I ask you a question? I know we're talking a long time here. Approximate age within 5 years.
My approximate age? You don't want the accurate age?
Close. Okay, are you under 30?
Yes.
Are you under 25?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a millennial, right? Basically,
yeah.
They call it, right? And the knock on millennials is they want it all at once.
Yes, I'm sorry, but yes.
That's there's nothing wrong with that. You're just raised with that mentality. You get it all at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't happen all at once, does it?
No, it doesn't. The best things come from setting the foundation, as you said before.
Yeah, but you have lots of years, dear. You can get there. You will be successful. That's what I hear for you. You will be very successful. Okay, but build the foundation first. Build your house from the foundation up. And you'll get there, and you'll have a magnificent house. You'll have this amazing thing that people go, "Wow, she's amazing! Look what she built."
Be like, "Yay!"
But you got to lay the foundation. You got to work your way up, right?
I know. I'm definitely going to follow.
Just practice it. Just practice. Okay, whatever project you have coming. Okay, I got to break this down. I got to start with the foundation. What's the foundation of this thing to build off of? Okay? You'll get there.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to answer your original question, yes, the time off is good, but you got to organize the time off to accomplish the goal.
Okay.
You got it?
I'm going. Got
yeah,
it.
And I want to, if you call back in a few months, I want to hear how far you've gotten along in this project. You'll get there.
Okay.
And as I hear for you, don't ever forget to have some fun.
Oh, okay.
Or the expression is, whatever you're doing, make it fun, because that keeps it going. If you make it work or hard or difficult tire of it really quick. So whatever you're doing, try to make it fun, make the challenge fun, right?
Yeah.
Like setting goals, a person who runs a race, personal goals of running a race, you want to get faster and faster, and that's the fun, is accomplishing something that every time, doing better.
Definitely.
Go for it. Just have some fun. Approach everything as, this is going to be fun. I'm going to really learn something from this. I'm really going to have some fun doing this, and I'm going to practice smiling as I'm doing it. Okay, go for it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go for it. Or the other expression is just do it. Just do it.
Thank you.
There is no trying. There's just doing.
Exactly. That's the one thing I've been trying to put to practice Like, it's great to have ideas and all that.
But don't use the word try. Don't use the word try. Use the word do. I will do it.
Do.
I'm not going to try to do it because
okay.
try means I might fail at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do it. Just going to do it. Didn't need to do this.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
That's what it is.
What? Go ahead.
Okay.
Ask your question. I mean, we're staying on the line for a long time, but then this is good for other people, not just you.
Okay. That's
right?
The one thing I was, yeah. I was going to say that was the one thing that I was actually thinking about is like, yeah, you can go ahead and try and all of that, but I don't know. Again, what you said with being a millennial and all that, wanting everything at once, I do tend to set, like, high expectations and unrealistic goals. So, yeah, that tends to be, like, the main problem.
Well, but don't
so
think
I
of them
feel
as,
like,
don't, dear, dreaming and having what you call unrealistic goals are okay. It's okay to have, like, really high goals. But it's like the ladder principle. The high goal might be the top step of the ladder, right? But you have rungs that take you up the ladder. You just don't leap from, unless you're Supergirl, right? You don't jump from the bottom to the top rung, right?
Exactly.
So there are rungs in between as you climb the ladder that get you to that really high goal. So you have to go, okay, I got a really high goal and it's really, I know I can do this. So let me build the rungs to get there.
Really? That's what I'm
going
to start
that.
Doing
Think
now.
About that. Think about your high goals way up there. In the pie, in the sky goals, fine, they're great. But you build the ladder to get there.
Okay.
You'll learn patience. You'll learn patience. You will.
Man.
Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Take care. Okay.
All
right, bye now.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having really great goals. You know, and the universe would say, and I've read this, and then the spirit would say this to you, what you dream is what you can achieve. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. Is that an amazing statement? Think about that one. If you dream it, you can do it. But as the thing goes, unless you're Superman or Supergirl or whoever, some superhero, you don't go from the ground floor to the top. You work your way up, right? So if you can dream it, you can do it, but you got to build your way up to it, right? I love that illustration. That's what came to me. I was just like, okay, thank you, Spirit. I go, thank you, guys. Thank you very much, Spirit. And whoever was communicating, maybe it was her grandmother, her great-grandmother. Could have been a great-grandmother type person. They're pretty wise out there. You know, the non-physical world, the dead people are pretty wise. They've been around. They've been kicking around like you've been kicking around for lots of lifetimes too. But you don't remember all your lifetimes. And when you get back into the non-physical world, all of that stuff that you've accumulated all those lifetimes will come back to you in a rush. And you go, oh, yeah, I did that and I did that. Yeah, okay, I'm going to share this with my niece or my nephew, or I'm going to share this with, you know, whomever, because you got it. You've experienced it. We've all had many, many, many lifetimes to accumulate. We just don't remember them. And there's reasons for that. And you go, why don't I? Okay, but moving right along. I'm going to move off that idea of lifetimes and all that stuff. And then get back into, yeah. So that's how dead people help us to reach our goals, because they give us information. They've had hundreds of lifetimes. And then now they have that at hand. And they go, yeah, you should do this. Let me give you this quote. This is an Abraham material, if you're familiar with the Abraham material, Esther Hicks, The Secret, all that fun stuff, right? Okay, this is from a workshop in May 9th, 1999. Milk every moment for all the pleasure you can get from it. I love that. Milk every moment for all the pleasure you can get from it. When you say, it is my dominant intent to look for things that feel good today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what I'm doing it with. Who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I'm wanting to see, to look for things that feel good. Ooh, isn't that a great expression, to look for things that feel good? And the more you develop the habit of that kind of vibration, the more the universe understands that's who you are. And so the more you have access to only those kinds of things. So any projects that you're doing, like the lady that just called in, looking for something that feels good, looking for projects that feel good. You know, you go into like doing, like she wants to go to medical school and be a doctor. Well, why does she want to do that? What feels good about being a doctor? It's helping people. It's doing something. It's challenging yourself. It's assisting people. And you feel good because you see somebody heal. To help somebody heal, it's got to feel good, right? It's got to feel good that you've worked with somebody and they feel better about themselves. Absolutely, positively, 100%. And that's why you do it. It's to feel good. Because you feel good. Now, everything we do should be about feeling good. Ooh, that's a strange thought, isn't it? Everything we do should be about feeling good because we want to feel better. We want to feel good. Okay, so what are we talking about? Oh, we're going to go back to this whole thing about living your life purpose. And I took this article, and I was going to do it yesterday. It was from the Chopra, like Deepak Chopra Center. And the person who wrote it is Rochelle Williams. And I don't know Rochelle, but she works for the Deepak Chopra Center. I think if I remember correctly from reading this, she's a Vedic educator. She's a certified primordial sound meditation and seven spiritual laws of yoga, the perfect health and a Vedic lifestyle. Oh, she's been working at the Deepak Chopra Center since 2007. She teaches at the center. And in addition to leading private classes. So she's successful. She's doing what she loves, right? So it sounds like she does what she loves. So that's her. So it's okay. So let's get into her article about how to live your life's purpose. I thought this was good. And I'll make some comments about this as I go through it. And the reason I'm getting into this is I thought about this as I'm thinking about my life purpose and what my purpose is about. And so when you pay attention is the first headings. Pay attention. When you pay attention, you become an active participant in your life. You start to notice the things that make you happy, and it's easy to reject the things that don't. Think back to all the times you felt fulfilled in life. Now, this is kind of reflecting back about, okay, I'm looking for my life purpose right now. So, you know, it's kind of reflecting back and going, okay, and reject the things that don't. Think back to all the times you felt fulfilled in life. This could go back as far as when you were a child. Then ask yourself these questions. What were you doing when you were feeling fulfilled and you feel like you were doing something? Who were you with? What emotions were you feeling? Now, some of us kind of go, huh, I don't remember that. Emotions, okay. But generally, you get the idea here. When you felt fulfilled and you felt like you were being celebrated, your life was being celebrated, what were you doing and who were you with? Okay. Did you have moments when you lost track? Now, this is a biggie. I love this expression. So think about this as you're thinking about life purpose and what do you want to be doing with your life. Do you have moments when you lost track of time because you were doing something you loved? So think about your life. Oh, what have I done where just time seems to – just no time. It just – I was so – you know, they had to call me in to eat because I was so into this. Yeah, right? They had to, you know, they had to drag me back into the house, or I had to drag myself even to go to the restroom because I was so into what I was doing. Look at your life and what are those moments? And go, aha, I got it. Then use your relationships to help identify your gifts. Take clues from your friends, family, and coworkers have said or currently say regarding your skills and talents. What are you getting praised for? What do they appreciate about you? What do they say that you do a great job in, right? Right? When you hear the same thing several times from different people, that may indicate a talent you've overlooked. If you can recognize the common threads in your life, that common theme, I love that, right? That common theme about your life purpose, you'll be able to access vital information that will help you guide you toward finding your purpose. You know, and as I said before, your purpose at 20 is not the same as your purpose at 50, 60, 80. You know, it changes a little bit, okay. It changes a little bit. So I posted this on Facebook. So if anybody's interested in reading this article for themselves, join me on Facebook and you can read it. Because where else could I post it? I could post it. I could tweet it. If you're following me on Twitter, they're going, no, I don't. Or I'm going to post this all over the place so people can read this, right? Close. Wait a minute. I don't want that. And LinkedIn. Okay, I'll post it there too. And so if you're in with any of those sites with me, you can read it because this is a cool article. And now it won't close that page and I can get back to where I was and it's not letting me do that. Okay, here we go. Back to the article. That was scary there for a minute. Change the question. I love this. Change the question. Instead of asking, what is my purpose? Try asking, who is the person I'm trying to become? Isn't that a great question? Who is the person I'm trying to become? Changing the question can help shift your perspective and open yourself up to a new abundance of creative ideas and fulfilling experiences you may have never thought possible. The truth, if you've had glimpses of this person throughout your life, just take a look at the common threads you've identified. Use the themes from your life and begin to visualize yourself as this person you've been trying to manifest. Wow, isn't that a good statement? Yeah. You might see yourself as a travel writer or a teacher inspiring good young minds or as an entrepreneur starting that business you've always wanted. What do you look like when you're doing this? Are you happy, content, vibrant, surrounded by like-minded people? Don't hold back. When you see yourself as this person, it's in alignment with your soul's purpose. You feel the rightness of it in every fiber of your being. So if you visualize yourself, like my caller earlier, as a doctor, can you see yourself doing that? You visualize it. Wow, this is what I want to become. This is the person I want to become. I want to help whatever class of people she wants to, you know, whatever area of being a doctor that she wants to be in. Maybe she wants to work with elderly. Maybe she wants to work with children. Maybe she wants to be a brain surgeon. Well, I love the idea of being a brain surgeon. Get in there and scramble them puppies around, right? No, but the idea is, what do you visualize yourself being? It's a little daydreaming here, isn't it? Even, I don't care what age you are, daydreaming yourself. Go, what feels good? What feels right? Okay. Step three. There's a bunch of steps here. There's six, really. So we're almost there. Let me check back, see if anybody wants to talk to me. We're talking about your life purpose, and this is cool stuff. Very cool stuff. I love this stuff. About life purpose, and how do you get there? So I have a caller. You're going to give me a minute. It's a 404 area code. Give me a minute. Let me go through the next one, and I'll get back to you. Because this is about finding your life purpose, and I think it's so cool. And I don't care what age you are, because we all kind of need to find this stuff ourselves, don't we? Don't we? Okay, number three, take time for stillness. I love that. Take time for stillness. You're in a world of constant stimulation or busyness, and it can be hard to quiet the turbulence of your thoughts in order to see the clear picture. Cultivating stillness and silence is a powerful way to restore your balance and energy. Figure out what stillness means for you. I like this because, well, let me read it and I'll explain what I mean. It would be taking a walk along the beach, gardening, journaling, exercising, or meditating. So you don't have to go in a guru in the mountains and meditate to have stillness. You could be playing you could be working in the garden and weeding and, you know, planting plants and, or you could be writing, or you could be out jogging or doing yoga or walking along the beach and skipping rocks along the water. It's whatever brings you to that place, right? We're meditating. Whatever practice you prefer, it is important to access stillness every day. And if just for a few minutes, tapping into stillness creates inner clarity and expanded awareness that help you discover yourself with even greater ease and understanding. And I'll give you another point there that I'm getting from Spirit as I go through this. They yell at me, go, okay, George, you're supposed to tell them this. What I'm supposed to tell you on that point is, by being in stillness, you open up that channel to your higher self, to source, to God, to receive information. When you're in a still place, you don't have the monkey mind going crazy, thinking about this and thinking about that and the bills I got to pay. you're in a still place and you're open to receive and to get guidance. And that's, isn't it ultimately what we need sometimes, is just be quiet and receive from higher power. Okay, I got some calls. So let me do this and we'll talk more about life purpose. This is cool. Been rambling on and on here for a while. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ashley, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, Ashley, what's going on today? What's your purpose? What's your life purpose?
My life purpose is to help others and encourage others to follow their dreams.
Oh, excellent. Good for you. So why did you call in today?
Wanted to see if you can do an other side.
The other side, the non-physical world, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I get anything. I never get names, so I apologize that, because they never give me names because they think I'm going to screw it up. I know they do that. I think they realize that. No, I won't. But they go, no, yes, you will. So it's a little thing I have with the non-physical world about names. It's a male energy. Okay, it's a male energy. It feels like it's your mother's side of the family, a male energy on your mother's side of the family. And I hear the word distant relative, like way back when. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like a great-grandfather or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All I get is about the person, and I don't know if you ever knew the person or knew about the person. Portly is the word I heard, portly, if you know what that means, portly. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is he saying to you? I'm going to give you this and you can tell me if I'm way off or not. But I hear this, he's saying to you, why do you put so many roadblocks on your pathway of life? It's in the picture I get is that, you know how they have those, runners have to jump over the hurdles to get to the end, right? So I see hurdles, like you put up hurdles. Why are you putting up so many hurdles? Why are you putting up so many obstacles to achieve what you want? Let me give you this. Okay, I'm gonna end it with this, because this is what they're telling me to tell you. They're telling you that we will knock down the hurdles. Just have faith that we can knock them down for you. Just ask and we will knock them down. We ask and we will lower these obstacles so you will achieve your goals. Just ask. Like whoever this is, whoever you trust, whoever you call to, say, knock them down and they'll knock them down for you. Just have faith. Okay?
Okay.
They'll knock those hurdles down. You'll get there. But you gotta ask and they'll do it for you. Got it?
I'm in the place that I'm just content. I'm not actually I'm not really trying to go anywhere else now.
That's your hurdle. You're not wanting to go anywhere. That's your hurdle. They'll knock it down. They'll give you a sense of where to go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, go for it. You have a lot to do. Just go for it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bye now. I'm in a place where I'm not. Yeah, but that's a hurdle, isn't it? If you have no sense of direction, ask and they'll show you where to go. Okay, I got some other callers. I've spent a lot of time on the calls today, and I'm not going to be able to give you much time. I apologize because people had big issues. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sherry. How are you?
Wonderful.
So what's your purpose, Sherry? What's your life purpose at this point in your life?
I feel like it's to live life beautifully and inspire as many people
amazing.
As I can.
That's amazing. That's what it should be all about anyway.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, I'm just supposed to be happy.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Why'd you call in?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to talk, I guess, and ask a question.
Let me do this for you, because this is, you know, I like to talk to dead people. And I jokingly say dead people. They're not dead. They're just in a different form than we are.
Yeah.
They just, yeah, they're in the non-physical world, and we're in this crazy, wacky physical world, right? So who is this? I really kind of get, I don't get necessarily which side of the family, but it feels, the word I keep getting is like a cousin, but it goes back a ways, okay? It's not like a cousin, recent, maybe recently died cousin, but it's a cousin of some kind, okay?
Okay.
And I'm feeling more male energy, so probably more on your father's side than your mother's side of the family, but it is definitely a cousin of some form, you know, like a great cousin way back when, okay? So what does he have to say to you? You know what? See him handing you flowers, like flowers are being, like a bouquet of flowers is being handed to you. Okay? And it's really about a celebration of your life. Like you're on the right track. You've hit that beauty spot in your life where they're going to give you more flowers, more beauty in your life. They're going to give you more beauty because you found a place in your life where you appreciate it. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's kind of nice because I see this big, beautiful bouquet of flowers. It's not just – but it's multiple colors. It's not like roses or one specific flower. It's just a bouquet of all kinds of flowers. So just know that you're in a good place, and they're celebrating and congratulating you for being in this place. Okay?
Good. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I love the flowers. Go buy yourself some flowers.
I think I will.
Yeah, really. It's – big bouquet that has all these different colors in it. It's not just one particular thing. Okay?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, good. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now. That's beautiful. It was a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I thought that was cool. And maybe I'm supposed to buy flowers. I don't know. So we got a couple more calls. I got a 252 and an anonymous. I like that word anonymous. Ooh, I'm a secret person. Okay, 252 first. I'll try to give you each a same amount of time so I'm not being – hello?
Hi, can I have a past life?
Oh, you want a past life? Okay, you got to give me a name, first name.
Keisha.
Keisha, when were you born?
12977.
You were born in 77. 1977.
Yeah.
So when did you die in your past life? 1942. That's what I got. 1942. Where were you in 1942? In the South Pacific. Okay. In the United States Navy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You were a male, not a female. You're a warrior, dear. Did you know you're a warrior?
Yeah, that's been told to me a couple of times.
Yeah, you're a warrior. I mean, so you served your country really well. I mean, it was tragic, but you served. And so this time around, you're here to be a warrior in whatever you're doing, but you're here to live a much longer life. Okay?
Okay?
It won't be cut short.
All right.
You really treat people with respect, don't you?
I try to until they get on my nerves, then it's, you know.
Well, that's the warrior part of you. You know, you want to cut their heads off at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm joking. Right. You're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching too many games.
Did I just get myself in trouble here? Oh, yes, okay. But, yeah, you're right, though.
So that's an interesting past life. You learned a lot. Are you fastidious?
Like I stick to things?
Well, that,
I guess,
but you're very, very particular how you look.
Yeah, I am. I would say I am.
Because I see a sailor who was very particular about how he looked. He just had to dress just right, okay?
Yes, I'm very neat. If it don't fit on me, I know what you're saying. And some days I don't care. But then, because the way I do actually dress, you really would notice that I'm off that day because that's how neat I really dress. You know what I'm saying?
He would shine his shoes so that you could look into it and see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Well, you carried the same thing forward. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's who you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. So go enjoy life. Have some fun. Know you're going to be around for a while.
Might as well, right?
Well, let me give you one more thing. What I pick up, I'll give you another about 30 seconds here, because I'm going to pick up something about his life that was cut short and what he wanted to be when he got out of the Navy, but he didn't get a chance, that you want to carry forward in this life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? You mentioned you like to help people, right?
Yeah.
you want to raise people out of the ashes. You know what I mean by that?
I try.
Yeah, you're good at that. You should keep doing it. That's what he wanted, to go back to his community and help children who were less fortunate and didn't have opportunities like he had. Okay?
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, that's a part of my energy, my healer energy, I guess.
So you're on okay. You're on the right path, dear. You just keep doing it.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, take care.
So
bye
too.
Now.
Bye-bye.
So how am I supposed to know this stuff, right? I just, you know, it just comes to me. It's like Spirit says, shares with me about this sort of thing. Oh, back to the article. We got about 4 minutes left. Anybody else wants to call in and talk or anything about your past life? Well, that was fun. Past lives are fun, and talking to dead people is fun. And okay, how does that tie into life purpose? Well, like her. She was in the Navy. She was a warrior, so it's good. Hey, I'm a warrior. Cool. Okay, that's a good thing to know. I'm fastidious, and it means I take care of myself, and I want to help others. So it's all good stuff to know about yourself because it helps identify your life purpose. Let me go back to this article from the Chopra Center, which I posted on Facebook if you're interested in reading. Okay, number four, point four. I don't know if I'm going to get to this, and if I don't get these done today, well, get them done tomorrow because these are cool stuff. Go beyond your comfort zone. Eleanor Roosevelt once said that you should do one thing that scares you every day. Ooh, isn't that an interesting thought? Do one thing that scares you every day. This is essentially important when the path to self-discovery. Living beyond your comfort zone helps you embrace uncertainty and unlock pure, true potential. I remember I had this little thing on my cubicle when I was in sales. It said, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So life begins when you get out of that comfort zone and start doing things that scare you, that challenge you, right? So if you say yes to projects, experiments, or activities that shake up your sense of security, that can lead to the discovery and confirmation of your talents. Isn't that so true? You asked to do this. You go, oh, I've never done that before, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I feel pretty good about it. A little scared, but I'm going to do it. Right? A friend once told me that she thought I'd make a good teacher, but I immediately brushed it off. For most of my life, I did my best to avoid experiences that had me presenting in front of people. Soon after her comment, however, I had the opportunity to become certified as a meditation instructor. Now, this is the article. This is the author of the article, which I mentioned earlier. If you haven't been listening, it's Rochelle Williams is the one who wrote this, and she works for the Chopra Center down in Carlsbad, California. Okay, so get back to who this is all about. Plus, all the fears that held me back over the years came rushing up, but my friend's words were louder than my hesitations. I like that. Plus, I love to meditate, so I took a deep breath and said yes. Now I teach regularly, and what keeps bringing me back is the feeling of being alive. Ooh, that's a great one. Doing the teaching makes her feel alive. Isn't that cool? I'm almost out of time, so let me read the rest of this real quick. When you strive to live outside your comfort zone, you find yourself confronting limiting beliefs that stem from fears. This is perfectly natural. Move through them knowing that you will come out at the other side, having grown as an individual who's closer to becoming the person you're meant to be. Do something different. It can be anything, and see what unfolds. Break your patterns, right? Okay, we're almost done. Got about a minute. This has been really fun. You know, my friend here, you dialed in a little late. I was waiting for you to come back online. So if you can, I'll be back tomorrow at the same time. I only have like 50 seconds left. And if you want to talk, I'll see you first tomorrow. If you want to, same time, same place. And we'll do more of this. We're going to talk more about, because I have other articles, about living your purpose. And this is kind of fun stuff. Living your purpose. And I'll explain, I think my purpose is, we'll get into that tomorrow, which I'm kind of doing this, you know, reading all this stuff. I've kind of really honed in, okay, what is my purpose right now? And we're, you know, kind of directing myself. And it really is about inspiring and mentoring people to achieve their own purpose in a nutshell. That's what I meant. Okay. So I love you guys. We will talk tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening and have some fun. Bye.